1 week after the start of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, the Trek team has won one gold and one bronze medal and are hoping more will follow before the games are over. But it seems that the Czechs have also impressed in an official contest, fashion. Jan Richter reports.
Ten, kdo jeho vůbec nejvíce kanadské publikum zná, Jaromír Jágr, a za ním 92.
When the largest ever Czech Winter Olympic team walked into the BC Play Stadium in Vancouver during the opening ceremony last week, they certainly stood out among the 82 nations taking part in the 21st Winter Olympics. What caught the attention of many viewers around the world was perhaps not the Czech team's flag bearer, hockey star Jaromír Jágr, but rather the athletes' outfits. The newspaper Vancouver Sun later reported that the red and blue camouflage outfit brought on instant migraines. But the Czech team's attire was soon leading an online best outfit poll on the news website Huffington Post. The designer of the Winter Olympic collection, Lucie Kuříková from the Czech firm Alpine Pro, says she wanted the outfit to stand out.
Tak v první řadě určitě jsem chtěla, aby bylo poznat, že jsme Češi na první pohled.
I definitely wanted people to see at first glance that we are Czechs, and I think I succeeded. When you look into the crowd and see a Czech athlete, they can't be mistaken for another nationality. I also wanted the outfit to look victorious and passionate, to be playful and clever.
Aby v tom byla určitá hravost a vtip.
The official uniform consists of a white ski jacket and patterned trousers. The pattern is composed of geometrical shapes in the Czech national colors, red, blue and white. It has been described as an eyesore, confusing and intense. However, some comments on the Huffington Post website describe it as the awesomest and sickest outfit, and even something Will Smith could wear in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The editor of the Czech version of InStyle fashion magazine, Rachel Kanarovsky, says the outfit is very sporty and young.
Well, I think that she certainly evoked a lot of excitement in the pattern and in the reaction from the Czech people. But I'm not sure how a designer can evoke a winning in a particular pattern. I think that you'll see that a lot of the teams go for very classic patterns, maybe something like 1970s or 1980s athletic uniforms, especially for the Summer Olympics. But for the Winter Olympics, I feel like you really have more latitude to try something different and new and maybe a little bit younger. And the uniform certainly is very young in its look.
In the Olympic medal table, the Czech Republic is ranking 13th with one gold and one bronze. While fans back home hope some more medals, particularly in hockey, are still to come, Kanarovsky says the Czech team's uniforms have already scored high.
Good fashion always provokes a lot of conversation, whether or not it's couture walking down the runway in Paris, or if it's the official uniform for the Olympics. And I think it's wonderful that this uniform is provoking so much conversation. And if it is leading on the Huffington Post, that means that people internationally are loving the uniform. And that's a great thing for the designer.
Rachel Kanarowski of InStyle magazine, ending that report by Jan.